This is St. Louis Public Radio. Go to any law enforcement event in the St. Louis area and you're likely to see them there. Men and women in kilts, duty pistols at their sides, bagpipes and drums in hand. The St. Louis County Police Pipes and Drums began a dozen years ago as the side project of three St. Louis County officers who are also lifelong musicians. It is the only law enforcement pipe band in Missouri. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lipman introduces us to the officers who use their musical talents to honor the work of law enforcement around the state and the country.
Classes are over for the day at the St. Louis County and Municipal Police Academy in Wellston, and that means it's time for bagpipes. Amid the good-natured ribbing you'd expect from a group of guys in law enforcement, the St. Louis County Police Pipes and Drums get set for one of their near-weekly rehearsals.
We love to play, and we love to pay our respects, and everything else, we just make it work.
Sergeant Francis Gomez is one of the drummers.
I know it sounds kind of cliche, but you are talking about 12 distinct personalities.
In his day job, Gomez supervises the county's domestic violence unit. He and two pipers started the group in late 2003. There are now 7 pipers and 5 drummers. The group plays at funerals, memorials, fundraisers, conferences, pretty much anything with a tie to law enforcement, says Gomez.
The fallen are gone, but we pay respect and tribute to them, but we also, they've left people behind. So we give our talent and art to them as an homage to, you know, what their loved ones have done and sacrificed.
For David Sandback, a detective in the bomb and arson unit, being in the group also helps honor the history of law enforcement.
It typically was started by Scottish, English, and Irish immigrants, and they brought over with them the Gaelic ability and the history in playing the bagpipes.
The band rehearses about 12 hours a month, a number that doesn't include practicing at home. Sandback, who's been piping since he was 10, will play the bagpipes for about 30 minutes a day. Some of the newer pipers need about 2 hours of daily practice. Then there's the fact that none of the 9 active duty officers in the band works in the same unit. That makes arranging things like rehearsals and getting enough people together for an event complicated, but Gomez says their commanders are very cooperative. The group knows about 30 tunes. There's Amazing Grace and, quote, that other one, Sandback says jokingly. His own repertoire is a bit more expansive. Sandback has piped with Rod Stewart and played for George Bush's presidential campaign. But none of those experiences compared to one he had this year at the National Law Enforcement Memorial in Washington, D.C.
When I was the final midnight piper. It's the last night of National Police Week, and, you know, you walk in, you walk around the walls, throughout all those names, and it was just me and whoever was standing there.
One of Francis Gomez's favorite moments isn't related to law enforcement at all.
I am rabid, maybe too tame of a word, of a Cardinal fan.
You're obsessive. And,
but we were honored to play Stan Musial's funeral.
But he always enjoys Guns N' Hoses. That's the big annual fundraiser for Backstoppers, an organization that helps support the families of fallen first responders.
The reason I like it is because, first, it is a fun time, but there is still an element of respect that we play, especially when we play Amazing Grace in the concourse. Everything kind of like shuts down and they know why we're there.
Gomez doesn't have too much longer to wait. Those police fire boxing matches are set for Wednesday, November 25th. I'm Rachel Lipman, St. Louis Public Radio.